Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm coming to you with a special episode of Bula Network's Grow Great podcast. Website is growgreat.com. Today I want to talk with you very candidly about how executive coaching works, Bula Network style. There has to be a first time for everything, and it's almost always difficult. One of my favorite quotes is, "Everything is hard before it's easy." Personal and professional growth is no exception. Like most worthwhile things, it's worth it. But it takes work. And fear and trepidation are very common at the start. If you watch little kids who may be in your life, you will see them learning things for the first time. Some things they will just dive into without any hesitation, without any trepidation. Other things, they'll delay, they'll put it off, they'll halt, they'll hesitate because they're afraid. And we never get past it. Young or old, fear and nervousness sometimes hit us. Mostly, we're afraid of what we don't know, what we don't understand. And it's always hard at the start. Executive coaching is focused on helping the client grow. Bula Network is my company. Bula, B-U-L-A, is a Fiji term meaning life, particularly carrying the connotation that life is good. It's also analogous to aloha in Hawaiian. It means both hello and goodbye. I've never been to Fiji. I'm not from Fiji. But I stumbled onto that word, bula, about 35 years ago. I fell in love with it, and I started using it as greetings on all of my intercompany memos. Every memo would begin with capital B-U-L-A exclamation mark, bula. And I only had to explain the meaning one time, like just now. You will always remember what bula means. A decade ago, the term network was incorporated into my company name because of, well, the network of services that I offered. When I stepped away from the C-suite, I was knee-deep in roll up your sleeves, get your hands dirty consulting, doing everything from marketing to personnel to just all over the place, hence the word network. It soon morphed into more coaching. And along the way, I began to realize that network was much more congruent with my philosophy and my activity. And it wasn't in the sense of a network of services that I offered, but it was more about connection. It was more about collaboration. It has always been about people. Bula Network style is my style. Mostly, it's not about me. In fact, it's got very little to do with me. It's about you. It's about the client. My natural tendency and my natural gift is to provide clients with a safe, secure, and confidential space where they can achieve their own growth, their own improvement, and their own transformation. Dr. Henry Cloud, he words it better than I ever could. He says that we need people with whom we can be careless. Not careless in the sense that we're thoughtless, but careless in the sense that we don't have to be careful. We don't have to be worried that they will use what we say against us. That's not difficult for me because my work is not about judgment. It's not about me imposing whatever I may want. It's about you. It's about you deciding for yourself what you most want to achieve. It's about you deciding that you would like to be held accountable in a non-judgmental way for the choices that you make, the goals that you're aiming to achieve. My executive coaching isn't therapy, but it is therapeutic. It's dialogue. It's not a gripe gut session because there's no room for whining when we're working hard to grow. There is all the room in the world, though, for asking questions, answering questions, thinking about assumptions, having questions, having answers questioned, and having assumptions questioned, and opening ourselves up to other viewpoints that may not have been considered before. It is, in a word, empowering, intentionally. My coaching is special because I learned through the years to lean into the particular strengths that come very naturally and easy for me. Chief on that list is empathy. That's why I'm not prone to sit in judgment of you. My empathy drives me to seek understanding of you, your issues, whatever else you care to share. And it also drives me to help you find the most ideal solutions to those challenges and to work harder to see and seize opportunities. Optimism. I'm super practical. I'm not theoretical. And I choose to think about the best potential outcome that we could achieve. For decades, I've operated multi-million-dollar businesses, and I've had to make payroll, manage cash flow, attract customers, serve customers, hire people, fire people, train, encourage people. I've had to negotiate long-term leases, short-term business deals. I've purchased merchandise. I've marketed, sold, executed the delivery of products and services. I've run ad campaigns, created systems and processes, and achieved my fair share of successes and failures. I have no PhD. I have no MBA. What I do have is a gift of reading, knowing, understanding, and communicating with people. My internist is an old guy, and he has practiced medicine for as long as I've practiced business. And I love him because we're birds of a feather, and it's not that we're both old, but that we're both looking to find the remedy. His craft is way more scientific and less subjective, but he asks a lot of questions. And like me, he seeks to understand before he dives into diagnose or help. So do I. He's real world. He's practical and super effective. And so am I. Bula's style has nothing to do with academic, theoretical, or frou-frou. I'm none of those things. Except for nonprofits and other organizations like city governments, my work mostly is focused on helping executives hit the trifecta of business building success. Number one, getting new customers. Number two, serving existing customers better. Number three, not going crazy in the process. It's always about one central thing, higher human performance. Foremost, it's about your higher human performance. And then it's about how you can help serve the people who report to you. Whenever I'm asked about my view of leadership, management, culture, business building, organization building, just about any other term related to business that you care to shoot at me, I almost will always answer with just one word, service. Service. It's going to always come back to service. How can we best serve each other? How can we serve ourselves? The key to our personal and professional growth is service. And it's not the selfish, self-centered kind where I don't care what happens to you as long as I get what I need or what I want. No, the focus is on the things that connect us. We're in this together, all of us, with somebody. You have employees, direct reports, a team. Those people matter. You and me working together. We're in it together. If your end of the boat sinks, so does mine. That's how executive coaching, Bula Network style, works. The pain? Well, the pain is best described as growing pains. I won't promise that it's always going to be comfortable, but I will promise that it's always safe. It's always confidential. Trust is primary. My intent is going to always be honorable and above reproach. I'm capable and I'm willing to put in the work necessary to earn the trust. And I promise every client a number of things, but mostly I promise that I'll never betray you. I'm driven to move the needle of your success. I'm not interested in becoming your new best friend. I'm not interested in making you feel better while nothing changes or nothing improves for you, but you think I'm a great guy. Because I know that next Tuesday morning is going to happen, and you're going to be prone to forget the promises and the commitments that you made to yourself. Bula Network Executive Coaching isn't about some highbrow principles or concepts. It's about climbing higher, reaching new summits, and achieving the things that you may not have even thought were possible before. Maybe you have. None of us are going to achieve our full potential. It's fool's gold. But that's why this is such a fun game, life. We never arrive. My goal is to help you play the game of pursuing what potential you've got and to seek that in the most rewarding way possible. Because it's your life. It's your choice. It's your decision. And I always respect that. I just am honored to be able to serve you in some ways to help you. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is Grow Great. You can click on the About link and you can find out more about me. You can give me a call. You can shoot me an email if you're interested in anything that I have to do in any way that I can be of service to you. And if it's just by way of the free podcast, then that's great and it's wonderful. And I wish you all the best. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is the GrowGreat.com podcast.